just a few halachot in the laws of Oseh Habura b'Shabbat. It's forbidden on Shabbat to cause somebody to bleed. That's Isur of Netilat Neshama. That's a Tuldav Shuchet. This applies whether it's to human beings or whether it's to animals. A practical application would be that sometimes people on Shabbat, they're joking around with each other. The guy goes to his friend, he pinches him, you know, very hard. And it causes him to, maybe not blood to come out, but to get a black and blue. And therefore blood did move from the place, and now it's in between the skin. So joking around just by pinching somebody a little too hard, or hitting somebody like that, the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayera, Seif Yud Bet, clearly says that it's Asur b'Drabbanan, at least. So one has to be careful. For that matter, the Poskim talk about using a toothpick on Shabbat in order to take out some food or to floss and things like that. Is that going to be permissible or not? Well, assuming that, let's say, he might bleed. So Chababadya, of course, on the Halichot Olam and Chereg Dal, he quotes the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai himself is Mahmir on this, that one should not use a kisam, a toothpick, in order to pick his teeth if he thinks that he's going to bleed. Chababadya writes, there's room to be Mekel, since he doesn't need the blood. So that's called the Melacha Shena Sidicha Legufa, and therefore it's only the Rabbanan, and the place of Tza'ar, the rabbis were not strict. And here he has Tza'ar, because he wants to get the food out of his teeth, so therefore there's room to be Mekel, so long as he doesn't try to go so deep to cause the blood to come out, he's not mitkamen for the blood, so he is lenient in such a case. Chamudiyah is also discussing in Yabiya Omer, in discussion in Chalek Dalet, or Haim Siman Lamed, using a toothbrush on Shabbat. So he comes out over here again, that so long as you're not clear that you're going to bleed when you're brushing your gums, he allows it over there, and therefore it is permissible. We're not discussing toothpaste, we're discussing actual using the brush itself. He is mekel in such a case, again, where a person is not for sure going to bring blood. It should be pointed out, the poskim talk about, let's say, another case where a person is breaking something on Shabbat. Not a case of habala, but a person is breaking something in anger. And by breaking the item, it causes his anger to be pacified. According to Harambam, that's Isur d'Oraita. According to other poskim, Chababadya holds, it only be Isur midrabbanan. So therefore, let's say, for example, in our case of Habala, if let's say a person is angry, and therefore he goes and he punches somebody in the nose to get his anger out. Besides the Avon in that, but now the question is, did he get another Avon of Hilul Shabbat? So that's the bleeding. That's exactly the point. So the Rambam will say, in that case, Shehayav. For us, we say, it's Isud Rabbanan. That doesn't matter. You're right, you're making a habara, but you don't need the blood, so it's a melacha shena sidicha legufa. So therefore, nonetheless, for us it makes no difference. Yisud d'oraita, yisud d'rabbanan, it's asur. So therefore, again, one has to be careful in all these cases not to cause somebody to bleed on Shabbat. We'll have to discuss in the future what about people who need to take insulin and shots and things like that, which clearly when you put the injection in, it causes some blood to come out. So now we'll have to see exactly what's sakana, what's not sakana. Does the patient have to do it himself? Can a Jewish person who's not sick do it? And so on and so forth.